بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحمل هذا العلم من كل خلف عدوله ينفون عنه تحريف الغالين وانتحال المبطلين وتأويل الجاهلين رواه الطحاوي رحمه الله تعالى سيدنا أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the upright people will carry this knowledge, will take on this knowledge from every generation. They will negate from it, they will remove from it the alterations of those who have gone beyond the boundary and the claims of the people of falsehood and the interpretations of the ignorant ones. Now, in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned to us some of the hallmarks, the signs of who the people of Haqq will be in every era. And he has also mentioned some of the hallmarks, some of the signs, some of the groups who will be opposing Haqq in every era. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this ilm, meaning the ilm of deen, the ilm of sharia, who will be the people carrying it? Who will be the bearers of it? There will be people with the first quality, they will be upright. They will have deen in their lives themselves. Secondly, they will take it from the generation before them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two qualities about the people of Haqq. First, they will be upright, they will have deen in their life. Secondly, their knowledge will be knowledge which they have taken from the generation before them. They have gone to people of knowledge and they have learned knowledge from them. And those people went to knowledge and learned from people of knowledge before them. In effect, you can say they have a chain going all the way back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That means that if a person does not have deen in his life himself, then don't count on him being from the ulama of Haqq. Don't take his opinion. Secondly, if he claims to have a lot of knowledge, he gives in every masala, he gives an opinion, he presents a hadith, but he is not someone that you can verify that he has learned from people of knowledge before them. Maybe he has just benefited from books. He has not benefited from people of knowledge of the generation before, who have benefited from the generation before. Then this person also don't rely on him. Now this group, what will they do? They will be opposing, they will be defending this ilm and this deen from three types of attacks, from the attacks of three groups of people, three groups of batil. Now before I go ahead, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned one group on Haqq and he mentioned three groups on batil. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his time was telling the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that an era will come very fast where batil will outnumber Haqq. So a person must be very careful where he takes his deen from. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that who will be on the opposite side? What will they be defending this deen from? Group number one, the alterations of the people who have gone beyond the boundary. What does it mean, gone beyond the boundary? They have gone beyond the boundary of the knowledge which was transmitted from the people of the past. This means that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they transmitted this knowledge onto the Tabi'een. So what the Sahaba radiallahu anhu said about deen, what the Tabi'een said about deen after that, this is the boundary. Now the first group of people on batil will be people who will be outside this boundary. Let me give you a prime example which is very relevant in our era. The example of 20 rakats of Taraweeh. Something which all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum did. So this was the boundary of the Sahaba. Now to go beyond this and say that Taraweeh is this many rakats, this is a group that is on batil. So this is the first example. People who go beyond the boundary of the ilm of the people of the past. Second group, the claims of the people of falsehood. What does this mean? This means that there will be a group of people who will decide that they want to prove something which is false. They know it is false, but they want to prove it. Now why might they want to do that? Maybe because they know that it is something that will give us a following. Up until now, everyone is saying that music is impermissible. But if I say music is permissible, people will think, oh, this Maulana, he's presenting a very easy deen. So people who know they are on falsehood, but they will choose this opinion and they will make claims to back up that opinion. This is the second group which will be opposing the people of Haq. And the third group, Ta'wil al-Jahileen, the interpretations of the ignorant people. The third group will be people who, due to a lack of knowledge, they will make mistakes indeed. Either they have not studied or they have studied, but only a little bit. Maybe they have opened the translation of the Quran themselves, a translation of Sahih al-Bukhari, and try to understand it without studying the sufficient knowledge. This will be the third group who will be against the people of Haq. So from this hadith we understand that it is not a case of taking deen from anyone everywhere. A person must be very cautious. In our time, let me give you a very simple example and you understand. In our time where, you know, in worldly matters as well, you want a builder, you want an electrician, you want a plumber, we are very cautious because they are untrustworthy people everywhere. So when you find someone trustworthy who does his job to a decent standard, then you hold fast to him. Next time you use that same person. So in the same way, the same goes for deen. In our time when batil outnumbers haq, you find an alim or a group of ulama who you see these qualities within them. That they are upright, they have deen in their lives themselves. And no, it seems like they have taken deen from the people of the past. Then you hold fast to them. And let me end by saying this, that especially avoid social media. In the past, when there was no social media, if someone from the people of batil cropped up, the ulama of haq would be able to shut him up very easily. Now social media, every person can create his own platform, his own YouTube channel. And all he needs to do is deliver an attractive speech. And people like you and I, unfortunately, we fall in love with him. If a person wants to safeguard his deen in our time, avoid social media. This is a piece of golden advice I am giving you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.